There ever things you weren't allowed to do or were discouraged from doing?
I wasn't allowed to stay up at night. My dad was a big believer and everybody had to be in bed by 8 or 8:30. Took too much electricity to stay up late. And I remember making me go to bed early and I didn't want to at all. I'm a night person. I like to stay up at night. Always was. But
were there games or activities that weren't appropriate for you because you were a girl?
Well, most of our activities, a lot of them were through the church. Going to picnics, things I wasn't allowed to do.
Things that might not have been ladylike or...
Oh, I was a tomboy. I'd rather play with boys and girls. But I don't remember anything too much except that I wasn't allowed to stay out late at night. Even after I started going to boys, I had to be in early. If I wasn't, I didn't go the next time. They were very strict about that. But I don't remember very much that anything that I wanted to do that I wasn't allowed to do, especially. I just don't remember anything like that.
You said your brothers were so much older and you don't really remember.
Mm-hmm.
Your grandparents also were older.
Mm-hmm.
And were there close family ties to other relatives that were around? I'm wondering what holidays were like for you.
No, not too close. I remember thinking when I was growing up, there'd just be my mother and dad and I, Christmas or Thanksgiving. Eating out was something they never did. Mm-hmm. And thinking how nice it would be if have a big family where you had people where for Thanksgiving, go for dinner and things like that. Once in a while, out to my aunt's out in the country, mm-hmm. and just only 4 or 5 times I can remember that happening. No, it wasn't very close family ties at all.
Being an only child, were you ever lonesome?
Yes. It was hard to, I was always wanted to entertain yourself. I always wanted to go down to Dean's. That was the girl that I told you about, you know. Used to spend a lot of time down there, and my mother would let me. But I did an awful lot of reading, like Arlene, as I got old enough to read. Mm-hmm. I used to read 3 and 4 library books a week, even when I was going to school. Mm-hmm. Those days, you know, not having television or radio or anything, your pastime was reading. Mm-hmm. And I'd get my nose stuck in a book, and it was hard to pry me loose to do what I was supposed to do.
What kinds of things would you like to read best?
Oh, I liked all those Horatio Alger books. I thought they were great. Of course, they were all the same, practically. And Little Colonel books. And I don't know. I like adventure stories and love stories, but there wasn't too many of those kind of books in the children's library. It was mostly like the Horatio Alger books, you know. And the Little Colonel, and the Little Women, all those. And I liked mystery stories as I got older. I still do.
You still read a lot?
If I have time. The trouble is, I don't have time. And my glasses need changing now. That's a little bit hard to read, but... No, I don't even have time to get my magazines read. So from one time to the other. Mm-hmm. Thinking about letting them expire. Arlene said, well, you want me to pass my journals on to you and I get through them? I said, yes, and I think I'll just let them expire because I don't read them. That is like I would otherwise. Because there's hardly a day I'm home all day long, going somewhere.
What was your school like?
When you
started grammar school, what was that like? You said there was one school building for all the classes.
Well, I think it was about 30 kids in the room.
Was this one grade?
In each grade, just separate. Uh-huh. It would be the first grade. And I don't remember an awful lot, because we didn't have kindergarten or anything. I don't remember much about first grade, except I remember doing a little circle, drawing around that and putting the letters in each one in my notebook. But I don't remember an awful lot about that. But I remember more about third and fourth grade. And in the fourth grade, our reader, our teacher had Heidi, that book, you know, and I just loved that. And fifth grade was taught by Miss Young, and she was an old maid. None of us liked her very well. And she didn't like people to chew gum. And she was always, was so terrible to chew gum in public. If you ever see me chewing gum in public, you know it's all right for you. But several years later, I met her on the street, and she was chewing gum.
Oh,
and when I, about the... ready for the seventh grade, they tore down the old schoolhouse, and we went different places uptown to school for 2 years, Redmond's Hall and Methodist Church, and different places. We went from one place to the other, you know, until they got the new high school built. And by that time, our class was the first class in the new high school. It was the last class that just had 17 graduating. After that, from the township people, they came in, you know, from the township. Why, they had 40 and 50. But ours was the last graduating class that was little. And I think there was 17 altogether. And about five were boys and the rest girls.
Do you have special teachers that you remember?
Yes. You mean in high school or grade school?
Either one. Grade school. Let's talk about that.
Grade school.
And then we'll talk about high school.
Yes, it was in grade school. It was Mrs. Bates, the one I was talking about, the fourth grade, I liked very much. Miss Bean was a third grade teacher. She was pretty strict. We just kind of prayed to her. And Mrs. Brandon had the first grade. And we just loved her. Everybody, all the killer kids did. And then our sixth grade teacher was a man, Robert Clary. That's your name, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Clary? That was his name. And then... I know we had different teachers then when we had went to school all over town, 7th and 8th grade. Then when it came to high school, my mother rented out 2 bedrooms upstairs to high school teachers. And I was so afraid that the kids would think that I would be their pet, that I'd go out of my way not to be friendly with them, because I didn't want the reputation of being the teacher's pet. I know our English teacher stayed with us 1 year, and chemistry teacher stayed 1 year, too. And another year, the domestic science teacher stayed with us.
Domestic science?
Mm-hmm. We had a little kitchen in the new school downstairs, and it was, well, I mean, they were about, I guess, one time, of course, I don't think all of us took domestic science in my class, but there's others came in. I know that we had one boy in there that we thought was funny. He wanted to learn to cook. We thought it was just because he wanted to get something to eat, because he got to eat what they cooked. But, we had little Bunsen burners, you know, that we cooked on, and they taught us how to make, I don't remember. Well, there was cheese, sauce, and I think we baked a pie one time. I don't know, whatever that's had.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What kinds of activities were there in the high school for you?
Oh, well, yeah, we had a glee club. I played on the girls' basketball team. And they wouldn't let us play in public. One time, after school, we played a game the boys could watch. That's the only time I remember. They weren't allowed in the gym while we played. We wore bloomers, down to the knee, all pleated, you know, here in middies. Play basketball, and that was all I think we were allowed to do. We used to go to the football games, mm-hmm. and boys' basketball at night was, it really was quite a thing in that little town. The rivals were close towns, you know. And time I got up to, oh, about junior in high school, and I started dating. Before that, why, there's just a bunch of girls that go together. You know how they do.
When you dated, did you go in groups or did you go?
Mostly, it was just a group of us. There were about 4 or 5 couples. Mm-hmm. And I remember on Sunday nights, we used to meet at different ones' houses and have cocoa and cake or something like that, and then go to Epworth League. Epworth League, to church. But we'd meet about 6 o'clock. And just took turn about different ones, the girls' houses, and some of the boys with their mothers would do it, you know. But it seems like the last 2 or 3 years in high school, and even after that, that bunch just sort of went together. And I know that, we stayed together all these years until now. Most of them are dead. My best girlfriend died years ago, cancer. And her husband's gone now. And another girlfriend that used to come out and visit us quite a bit, he was a mortician in town. She died and he remarried. Of course, I don't know her. We lost contact there. And I just come to think about it, I'm about the only one left. My sister-in-law back east, she's in a rest home, and I don't imagine she'll be with us much longer. She's had one kidney removed, and I think it was malignant, so I think her days might be just numbered. But can you think about it? I think I am about the only one left of all that bunch. It was about 5 couples, sometimes 6, but we just sort of hung together all through high school and then stayed together afterwards, you know. Just that little town.
Did you all live fairly close to each other?
No, all of us in town, uh-huh. Just within a few blocks. I met my husband. His folks lived right beside my grandmother. And when they were young, they didn't have the mail delivered. You had to go to the post office for it. They'd go to the post office. He'd go to the post office and get the mail and bring it to my grandmother. I used to go down to my grandmother's in town, and I had to go by their house, and they had a pony, and they had a little corral lot that the pony ran in. And my husband and his younger brother used to be out there, and they'd tease me, and I'd go by. I didn't like those Hoffman kids. Those big boys, I didn't like them at all. And my husband was 3 years younger, and the other one was 2 years, 3 years older than I am, and the other was 2 years older. But to me at that time, I was about 10, 11. I just didn't have any use for them at all. So I'd known them for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And then used to go to Epworth League before we really were quite old enough to date. Girls would sit and run on the boys' back of us, and first thing you know, we'd pair off and go to church. Mm-hmm. Then they'd walk us home, like we used to do. Now they don't do it just like that.
So most of your friends went to your same church that
you
did?
Oh, yes. They all went to the same church. Just kind of grew up in one tight little community. And they all married right in their late teens or early 20s. Mm-hmm. Like that.
What kind of attitude did your parents have towards education and towards you doing your homework and going to school and that kind of thing?
Well, I had to get my homework done. And I had to be very sick to miss school. Sometimes I used to pretend I was sick because I wanted to miss, but it didn't work. And my dad wanted me to be a teacher. I guess I already told you that. That was the only respectable thing to do. My aunt was going to Wesley Hospital in Chicago, taking nursing, and I wanted to go there too, and he didn't let me. And I wanted a clerk in the store. I couldn't do that, he wouldn't let me. The only thing was to teach school, and I didn't want to do that. So I went to teacher's college 1 year at Normal University in Normal, Illinois. And then I got married. So I didn't do much school teaching.
What what were your thoughts when you were a senior and approaching graduation and that, about the future? About is that when you wanted to become a nurse?
Mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts about getting married then? Or were you just thinking about
working
for a while?
I don't know if we thought too much about it. I wanted to be a nurse, and they wouldn't let me. I knew I was going on to school in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to go 2 years. But I supposed eventually I'd get married and have a family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I thought, not like the kids do today. What are you going to do with your life? You know, study something and go into some branch of it.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't do that. They either taught school or went to nurse's school or got married.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
What kind of a discussion did you have with your father around nursing?
Well, I just wanted to go up where Aunt Noni was, and he told me I couldn't go. He wouldn't pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was that. Of course, in those days, you were totally dependent on your
mm-hmm.
parents. You didn't, wasn't no way to make any money
mm-hmm.
of your own. Unless you went to work. So I never did anything to make any money until after I was married
mm-hmm.
and I went to work. And finally had to.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to go back and ask you about menstruation and if you had been prepared at all by anyone for that happening and what that experience was like for you.
Well, in a kind of a roundabout way. In those days, mothers didn't tell their daughters anything. You learned it from other people. And about the things she did, of course, those are the days before there's any Kotex.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave me an outing flannel to hem. She says, you hem these because someday you're going to need them. And I had maybe a general idea, but not too much. And I was 15 before I menstruated. So all the girls I knew were ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
So I learned it from them. And she never used to tell me anything, not even before I was married.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what that first day was like for you when it finally happened?
Yes, I was at school. And I was supposed to play basketball. And of course, they wouldn't let me. And the captain of the basketball team says, why didn't you tell me this was going to happen? I said, how was I to tell you? I didn't know. And she wouldn't believe me. She's a big, tall girl and a junior, and I was a senior in high school. So I went home, and my mother wanted to know what I was home for. I said, well, I want one of those things you made me hem. And that was all there was to it. I just had to learn by experience. No, that's one thing it's never talked about.
Mm. Even after it happened, did she not say anything?
No. Just never anything about it at all. And I guess she was embarrassed or something. I don't know. And I wouldn't say anything. I guess I was too because she wouldn't talk to me. But I saw to it that my girls knew all about it before time came.
Did it change any activities that you were involved with? Were you less of a tomboy, or?
Well, I expect it did because, well, then I was almost 16, and I wasn't doing the tomboyish things I did 2 or 3 years before that. But I know I had terrible cramps. I'd be in bed for, a day and a half. And I remember my mother took me to the doctor to find out why, and he said, well, she won't be all right till she has a baby or two of her own. Then she'll be all right. That was that. But I was never regular, so I never knew just exactly when it was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It was just after later years it straightened out. He was right. But sort of leaves you up in the air sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that I did suffer terrible cramps.
let's go back now to normal school. Will you tell me what that was like?
Yeah, that was about 30 miles from home. I'd come home every weekend. Mm-hmm. And I had a room about a block from campus. And the first term, I took lower grade training, and then I transferred to kindergarten training because I thought I'd like that better. And I liked that very much, that part of it.
What was the class like? What were the classes like?
Oh, they were pretty good size. Students out of high school, you know. And then you had to take your turn at practice teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And it was teaching the how to get along with the little ones, with games and things like that. Like I already told you that I learned a lot there to help.
Mm-hmm.
And when Irene was, three and a half, we lived in Bloomington, which was, Bloomington and Normal were two towns right together, unless you know, they were University Avenue divided them.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a streetcar, we had streetcars in, came within about a half a block of us of a morning, that certain streetcar made a loop around and went out to the Normal University, and they picked up little ones to take them to kindergarten. And we had Arlene enrolled, and I'd take her up to the streetcar. And I told her, I said, if you don't ever get on the streetcar unless this man here is there. And one time he wasn't there, and I, like, never got her on the streetcar. And then they would pick him up, the practice teachers would take him down to the streetcar when it came time to come home. And it let her off right at the corner, and it was only about three doors from our house.
Mm-hmm.
But she went out to kindergarten all that year, and it was very good training for her.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, she wasn't quite 4 years old, and I wonder why I let her go in the streetcar all by herself all through town that young.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, when you were going to the normal school, did the children go out there as well?
The little ones?
The little ones,
yes,
came out
uh-huh.
there?
That's what gave me the idea. It was such good training. Mm-hmm. That when I could, I wanted one of my children to have that
mm-hmm.
that training. But the time my next daughter was of age to go, we had moved away from there. So I was the only one that got to take advantage of it. Oh, yes. When I was taking training, I'd have to take the little ones down and put them on the streetcar, that mm-hmm. certain one. That's all. They didn't, usually wasn't any grown-ups on, it was just children, or unless it was somebody with the children,
mm-hmm.
but not picking up special other passengers. You know, they'd take them around the route and
mm-hmm.
let them off where they're supposed to, just like school bus does now.
Mm-hmm. Where did you live? You said you rented a room not too far from campus.
It was in a private home. Mm-hmm. They just, people would make a little money by renting out their bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, it was just about a block from the campus. And I lived there one semester, and then I moved into a house with another girl older than I that was from our hometown and took a room with her.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little larger room, and I didn't manage any less money. But there were several girls in that house that were going to school a little farther away from the campus. But I know we used to have slumber parties, have our chafing dish and make things like that, you know, like college girls do. I had some crazy pictures of us taken. It was just more of a better social life there than being all by yourself in one room. I think my dad rented that room anyhow before school started, when he went up there to see about it.
So then did he pay for that?
Yeah.
Room and board?
Mm-hmm. I think at that time it was around $5 a week.
Mm-hmm.
That was to take care of the room and the board.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when I moved to this other place, I ate out at the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Usually dinners were then 25 cents, you know. And I'd probably get my own breakfast if I ate any at all before I'd go to school.
Mm-hmm. Did you date boys when you were up there?
I was going with a boy that was later my husband.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't date up there. I was true to him. He'd come up every Friday night. If I was going to stay over, he'd come up on Friday night. And he had an aunt in town that he'd stay with. And if I was coming home, he'd usually meet the train.
Mm-hmm.
So that I was one way or the other. It was every weekend we were together. I guess I went with him 3 years before we were married.
Did you start going with him in high school? Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. I was a junior in high school. Mm-hmm. In fact, I went with his brother first. And I got mad at him one day, and I dated his... the one I married was a year older than the other one. The other one was senior, and I was a junior. And I got mad at Art for some reason or other. I don't know what now. In fact, he lived here in the park until he died 2 years ago. Our families were raised together. Anyhow, I dated his brother and decided I liked him better and just started going steady with him. In those days, there wasn't too much of a selection in town to go with. Just a certain bunch that grew up together, you know. Mm-hmm. Not like as it is now with the big schools and so many kids.
Mm-hmm. So you just went to 1 year of normal school?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what made you stop college?
I wanted to get married. No, I just didn't want to go anymore. My mother knew I didn't want to go in the first place. And when came time to before the next semester, after the 1 year, during the summer, why, I was engaged to be married. I didn't want to go that year and stay home and get ready to get married. So my dad never said anything. I guess maybe he was glad he didn't have to pay the bill another year.
Wait, did you work during that summer that you were home?
No, they wouldn't let me. No, I was just home, helping around the house, did the housework and things like that.
I didn't ask you what year that was that you went to normal school.
In 1916. I graduated high school in 1915. And it was the next year. Mm-hmm. And I was married in 1917. I was married March the 20th, and First World War was declared April the 6th. I had no idea there was going to be a war when I was married. You know, those days it was just newspapers and things. That was the farthest from my thoughts. You didn't hear it all the time like you hear it now. And radio and television, all that.